Facebook sucks. Instagram's a much more happier place. I find myself more at home on Facebook. I could share the and Instagram than Facebook, because Instagram is a place to share your Goldblums and things.
I like Instagram. I'm always on Instagram because it's everything I've ever wanted the internet to be.
Is it?
Interesting. It is. It's a place where I can post my face and everyone likes it.
Yay!
And I can look at everyone else's face and like theirs. And sometimes we get the Jeff Goldblums. It's great.
God, I love him.
I love him too. But if you've just tuned in, this is 4Culture Radio, and this is Coffee House with the RC and Anne-Marie. Coffee. And this is our first show, which has been on for the last 15 minutes, and we're live on 4Culture Radio. So if you're listening live, you got to hear the first 15 minutes. If you're listening recorded, you just started hearing us because it's so early in the morning, I didn't push record. Until just now.
Oh, yeah. This is great. I love it.
So.
And I love you.
I love you, too. And just for that, I'm turning back up the diner sounds so people can understand.
Oh, I want to hear the diner sounds.
That's the only thing. The only thing left with internet radio and technology is making it easy for you to hear what I hear. That has yet to be a thing.
We'll fix that.
It's kind of a thing, but it's coming. It's just taking a long time to get there. I mean, the internet has totally progressed with the way that we can do this now. Like, I can do this on one machine. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be nerdy or anything about it, but...
Oh, here comes another bang.
Oh, Magnolia. We heart you.
We can't have a professional outfit at all. I mean, it just sucks.
Oh, no. That's the whole point of the broadcast and podcasting and everything. It's got to be organic. Organic is my favorite word and my favorite thing.
Organic.
It's all has to happen organically, and I guess
it certainly does.
I guess the internet has happened organically, although it's really a shit show lately.
Well, yeah.
Hello, Magnolia.
It's always been. I think now we're just so more aware of it.
I hear her meowing.
She wants out of my professional studio.
Of course. Like, I'm done with this. I'm done with this. I can't.
Maybe I'll let her out because,
And then in 20 minutes, we'll hear her pawing.
Correct.
At the door.
Correct. And I'll let her in because she's my baby.
Of course.
This is what we do.
But I know a mutual friend of ours had stopped their podcast because they're tired of all the internet highway has gotten too noisy.
Yes.
And several people I know actually have made the same poetic connection, that it's just very noisy out here on the internet highway.
I think the key is to have low expectations.
That's right. Exactly. I knew
you
would sum this up.
Keep going if you don't expect anything, We don't expect anything. We just have a good time.
Exactly. That's what kills everything. Because the people that I do know that have been doing this for 25 years, they've never had any expectations. They've hardly even prepared, like us.
And they enjoy it.
So we just like talking. And if we could just press record, we'd be in a good state.
But at least now people will tune in next time. But what if I miss something major in those 15 minutes I didn't know about?
Exactly. Because we found the Regis and Kathy Lee
of
internet broadcast. We just don't know which is which. We just don't know which is which for sure.
She's got that new other show now with
Hoda.
She switched TV station. She was with Hoda, yes, and they drink wine. Wine Wednesdays and crap.
I just don't like how things have gone, Anne Marie.
There was no other place for her.
I kind of miss, the Regis and Kathy Lee era. And to know that that's where history has led. Regis is gone. Kathy Lee now drinks wine on Wednesdays in the morning.
Yeah.
It's in the morning, right?
It is in the morning.
And they're drinking
But they've
wine.
Been up for 12 hours beforehand, I think.
Right.
Those shows start at the crack of ass.
Which is fine for them. But when, you know, you're a mother out there raising a child.
Ah, whatever.
And you see that. You're influenced.
Everybody's got their drug of choice. Dude.
You're triggered. Then we've got these mothers across America drinking wine. Now I sound...
Is it a bad thing?
No.
There was some dilemma years ago about moms having wine on play dates.
Oh, God. No, it's all fine. As long
been there, done that.
As long as you have just a little bit and you can still take care of your child, we're all good.
Yeah, you can't get, you know, completely shit-faced. Sloshed.
Yes, getting sloshed on play dates, not as advisable.
Not a good idea.
No.
She says.
She says. No, but that's the key to the internet. You don't have to care. You just have to do it for you. Although, isn't that the key to everything? Aren't we supposed to be doing what we love?
I think we've just figured out the meaning of life.
The meaning of life is you got to do what you got to do and what you love and not wait for everybody to like you.
You're right.
Or buy your shit.
That's the meaning of life. That's it.
It is. We do it because we love it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How profound.
See, we had
you
to
figure it out.
We had to wait until early morning.
Early morning.
On 4 Culture.
On radio.
On radio. To actually have an epiphany. I was watching last night Fahrenheit 451. There's an HBO movie.
Oh, I've
and
never
it's
seen.
It's a Ray Bradbury novel. Although from the reviews, it sounds like it's loosely based on a Ray Bradbury novel. And I've never read the novel. Have you?
I have. Yeah. When's the last thing I read? Come on. What is the last thing I read? Oh, my God. A cereal box. Dude. I do audiobooks these days.
Don't you love the audios?
I have no choice. It's the only way I can keep in touch.
Do you do Audible?
Yes, I do.
They should sponsor our show.
Dear Audible.
Dear Audible. We could do fabulous commercials for you.
Let's tag them on Twitter. Surely they'll just jump surely, at the opportunity
immediately on our first half recorded broadcast.
Like, yes,
they will be like yes, absolutely. These are quality folks promoting Audible. I do a lot of Audible. I love Audible because it has a sleep timer.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either until just recently. I found it, and I love that because. Most people, they say going to sleep listening to things is good for you. I don't think it's good for you. I think you need silence. And therefore...
How do you know what the hell you're listening to if you're falling asleep? Like, well, isn't that just a waste? I mean...
Well, that's also what people say is that you do hear it while you're sleeping and therefore then you learn it. But I don't believe that either because I don't remember anything. And I am not suddenly smarter in some sort of mysterious way. Because I listened to a book all night while I was sleeping.
May depend on the book.
It might, but I have not espoused any fantastic facts that I didn't even know where they came from. So I don't think that works.
When you play your Christmas time Trivial Pursuit, then you're going to realize, oh, yeah.
True. That may be what I have to do. That's what I got to do. But now I just set the sleep timer for 15 minutes and it's, you know, it's enough to get me to sleep, but I don't have to sleep while it's going. Because I do find that I'm not as rested in the morning if I've had 2 hours worth of Audible at night.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I don't get a lot of rest anyway. As you probably understand.
Yeah, well, I sleep like the dead now because I'm just exhausted.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't get comfortable.
You have to make yourself mentally exhausted, drained, and then you just give up nightly.
That's why I need to get back into more exercise, because I've learned that when I'm exhausted myself physically all day, then I'm good. But otherwise, I just kind of, I'm just uncomfortable. I'm old.
Stop.
I'm sorry, my back is old. There's a lot of pain.
But what is it? Adulthood is all about, like, you knowing your back hurt, not knowing why it hurts, how it happened.
I'm regularly, like, more than regularly, I see a chiropractor. But he's a specialist. He does stretch therapy.
Hey.
So it's not really chiropracting.
Do you leave there taller?
I do. And feeling better.
Look, I'm 6 inches taller. Look at me.
Right. And it lasts for the day, and then we're back to normal. No, he's really great, but it's just sad that I've got to go there so often. And it is helping. You know, people are like, that's just flim-flam stuff. But it really does help. And it's better than chiropractic stuff because it's not just all about the cracking. It's about the stretching and the realigning. And
well, because you're probably sitting in your chair crooked all day, which I'm famous for.
I am. He even like diagnosed that. He's like, you lean to the left all day. And I'm like, honey, I've been leaning to the left all my life, right? except for a short period in the middle there, but always the left.
That's great.
But the book and the movie.
Oh, yes, the book. Sorry. The book and the
movie. We digress. And I love Ray Bradbury, but I don't really read that kind of thing. Nor listen to it because I'm too busy reading about the occult and Satan and any autobiography that I can get my hands on. You know, our gentle readers of the morning, they understand this. Our gentle listeners, I should say. Because we are audible on For Culture. But the movie was kind of, I guess the book was very 1984. You know, humans have outlawed the books. Firefighters don't put out fires. They start them, as in they set books on fire.
Oh.
Yeah, because they've built their own history.
That's not very nice.
I know. It really made me realize how sad I was about destroying books. Because they really, like, drove that home. Like, you saw classic works being burned and...
Well, if they're not documented elsewhere, they disappear. They're gone.
Exactly. And that's what they were doing. The whole movie is like they were finding the physical books and destroying them. But then there were all these underground groups. They called them eels. If you were a reader, you're an eel. And the firefighters are salamanders. So I guess the salamanders eat the eels or I don't know. Anyway.
That's hardcore.
Isn't it? But the eels were setting up servers and they were uploading books and... People had to memorize books, and it was just this whole thing where they're, like, grasping for knowledge, and it did kind of drive home how important books are. I love books, though, so I already knew that.
I already knew that.
Man!
I know. I know you love books. You do the book fair thing. I do.
Ah, yes. In my real life world, I'm a PTA person, and we do a book fair. It's exciting. I like the kids' books.
I've always loved the book fair.
And the kids do get very excited. It's actually fun to be around that excitement.
Which is good. And I have to say, we've got to disclaim, if you have a child who just wants to collect the books, let them fucking collect the books. Because I had teachers in the book fairs that they were like, are you going to read it? Yeah. Or are you just going to get it?
I have a collection of books that hasn't been opened.
And that's fine. Eventually they might, or at least that obsession might then lead to them collecting other books that they will read, and those books might change their life.
There's worse things to collect.
There really is. A couple things came to mind that didn't even want to mention, but...
List them right now.
things on Tumblr, right?
They get away with a lot on Tumblr, really. I'm not sure how that works.
I know. I'm surprised Tumblr still exists. But thankfully it does, because it found your Jeff Goldblums and other things for many other people.
Other things.
This is my next book coming out next year.
Other things
by the artist D, featuring Anne Marie. Foreword written by Anne Marie.
Yeah, what would I write? I don't know. Don't put the pressure on me, D. It's too early.
Other things. Don't worry. It'll never happen. It's okay.
God.
We're good.
I have Jeff Goldblum with a cat. He's with the Sphinx. That's cute.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. Yeah. Now, I used to just want the books because I wanted a bookshelf full of books, and I never read them. But eventually, I now have a bookshelf full of books that I've read, and they're all very important books. So never discourage your child from reading.
I wish my kid would read.
He'll get there.
But whatever.
He just has to find his niche.
He's of the video game era. It's not as stimulating as what's on his screen. It's very difficult to get him to just.
Right. He's got a feel.
Transition to the written word.
You got a feel for it. There's just something that happens. It was a seeking of my reality that led me to reading books. To find others like me.
It was my freshman year reading list that got me reading. Because I had to read Catcher in the Rye, which I know is very, like, stereotypical, like, you know, whatever. But, like, it was that book that, like, oh, look, this guy is writing. He was allowed to be published, and everything is Christ's sake and Jesus Christ and damn it. And like, oh, hey,
exactly.
It held my attention.
Yes, exactly. That's the story I've told many times.
He was the first author that just kind of ushered me in.
That's fabulous.
And it branched out. So
always worth retelling.
Thanks, JD.
That. Thank you, JD. For me, it was Salvador Dali and his shit book.
He is drugs, you know.
he is drugs, and he wrote a shit book. And at least I call it the shit book because it's all about shit and feces, and it's weird. But that I read that, and I'm like,
and it's like, why didn't I do that?
Exactly. I read it and I'm like, oh my God, my tribe, my people, they're out there. They're writing. If he can write about shit, what else is out there? And then I found it.
Yeah.
And it's a downward spiral, I guess. No, more like a domino effect. Because literally ever since then, and that was when I was like 17. Is that freshman-y? I don't know what a freshman is. What's a freshman?
It's like a junior year, I guess.
Help me.
I don't know.
Okay, so that's more like 8th grade or something. 9th grade. I don't know.
10th, 11th.
Okay.
I don't know.
Shortly after Anne Marie started reading, I too found my way. And that was things in that book were mentioned. People were mentioned. And then I'm like, well, who's that? And then I'd read their book.
Rabbit hole.
Yeah. And on and on and on. And I swear that's been happening ever since. That's like, you know, 20 some years since then or more. That
stay curious,
I've read a book and I hear a name, either a subject or a person, and I go to the next book.
And I think we have to teach our kids how to be curious and how to stay curious.
That's very important.
Don't accept an answer. Keep exploring.
Definitely don't accept an answer, especially in your new generation, children. Fake news.
Ah! God help us.
Yes.
That's all I have to say about that. God help us.
God help us, yes. Read, kids, read. It's very important.
Reading is fundamental.
Fundamental. Yes, in true artist Dee and Anne Marie tradition, we will continue to bring you our lustful desires for books and food and strange holiday fun.
Ah. That's what it's strange holiday fun.
Strange holiday fun. Well, your tree is up for your cat, right?
Finally. Yeah, most of my kid has been demanding the tree. And it turns out, like, I am busy in the weekends coming up. So it's like, it's got to get up now. I have no choice. But, it's up now.
It was time. It was after Thanksgiving. It's time.
I know. I used to do, like, 2 weeks before. And now it's...
Oh, now I do it. I don't do a tree, but I should do a tree. You make me want to do a tree. But I don't have a cat for my tree.
I think my cat's too fat to make it up the middle now.
Does she remember, like...
Does
she get excited
she
like your kid?
She went in and she fell out.
Wow.
And then she hasn't wanted to go back in. So I think it might be over.
Wow.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm old.
What the hell am I going to post about now for the month of December?
I know. Now you just post her sitting next to it. Like, oh, Jesus.
But, yep, that's defeat right
there's
there.
There's no more fun. There's no more cats falling out of trees, climbing trees.
The tree skirt, however, is dragged across the room. So you find that all over the place throughout the day.
Very good.
But whatever, you know. Things change. Magnolia changes, too.
Magnolia changes, just like our show. I'd love a tree this year. I don't have any place for a tree, but it would be fun.
Get like a twig. Like the holiday twig. Yes,
the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Oh, get like the string of lights and do the tree shape on your wall.
There we go. I don't have any wall. My walls are ceiling. Covered. Yes, we'll do the ceiling. Brilliant.
While you're sleeping, it'll just be flashing tree lights.
I'm above okay your head. With that. I can't sleep anyway, so might
would
as
you
well. Would
like the Christmas skull? Do it like a skull shape above your bed. Oh, the Christmas
skull, yes.
Oh, yes. How festive.
Ah, yes. The Christmas skull.
There's the Yule log.
That's another one from our album. from our Christmas album. Ah, yes. The Christmas skull. Hanging over the... hanging over the mantle.
I love it. Oh, God.
And the skulls were decorated with cheer. In hopes that Saint...
got holly stapled to it. I mean, it's got to be very, very crude decorating on that skull there.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
In hopes that Saint Lucifer would be here.
Maybe he'll... What would he bring?
Oh, well, let's see.
I mean, Santa brings coal, so what would he bring?
Oh, well, Lucifer would bring good things, because he's all about pleasure and self-worth and value. So he'd bring
like things you can get addicted to by the next week. So your life will be destroyed.
Yes.
But that happens anyway around Christmas, so what's the big deal?
Yes, Lucifer brought me gin.
I can't stop the chocolate, you know.
Some chocolate, some cocaine, yes. It's just...
God.
No. We'll find the Church of Satan correcting us on Twitter. We can't have that.
Like, no.
I love them so much because they literally take the whole... They have a person who just, like, must sit on Twitter all day and they correct people. Because of all this satanic bullshit that's been going on in the world, in media, wrongly painting Satanists as, you know, virgin-killing goat eaters. And every so often on my timeline, they're replying to something and they're like, that's not us. Nope. Because there's so
I don't know much about them.
Oh, I know.
You'll have to educate me.
That's why I'm here.
Thanks, Dee.
We're gonna get you educated in Satanism. It's gonna be great.
All right, you know.
It's all good. Because it's all about, you know, self-value. And there's been so many things, though, lately that have been so upsetting in the media that they're doing, like, the American Horror Story, which you probably didn't see, or nor do you want to.
No, I watched it this season.
You did? You saw Apocalypse?
I did, because my boyfriend... Cheyenne Jackson was in it, and I had to watch it.
Oh, that's right. You did post some pictures and I'm like, of Cheyenne.
Satan's very attractive. Look at him. Oh, so, my you God. Know,
Satan needs to go into gay porn immediately. Immediately.
He's got a lovely Instagram account.
Yes. And he is, the actor is gay, so that even makes it more.
Oh, is it? Well, okay. It what is his name? So I forgot funny. His name.
Cody Fern.
Cody Fern, yes. Yeah. Hi, Cody.
Hi, Cody.
There he is, Cody Fern. 560,000 people follow him. I recommend people follow him. It's just pretty.
He's beautiful. He's so beautiful. So I just have to take pause and say again, people, he's so beautiful.
My friend is listening right now, and she just texted me and said, he's not your boyfriend. No, he's not my boyfriend. But he's nice to look at.
It's one of those things that we're talking about, correcting people on Facebook.
No, that's...
It's not what we mean. Of course, they won't know that. They weren't listening. It was not recorded. But then you know.
It's all good.
So you know. So the let me just say, the arrival of Anton LaVey, the character, on that show... is when I wanted to stop watching, because that is not the Anton LaVey that existed. He is not some dark, occult, evil, ripping hearts out of virgins. It's just ridiculous.
Well, you know, I think all virgins should get their hearts ripped out. It's a nice visual. Especially when everyone's looking for that perfect video on Instagram, right? That perfect story. And that would do it.
Yeah, I was just hoping that Ryan Murphy would have portrayed this in a little bit different light.
Yeah, but it's not what the people want.
It's not what the people want, no. And then, but although the arrival of Sandra Bernhardt did like...
That was weird to me.
It was weird, but it sent my gay freak out craziness happiness through the roof, because she's just like gay icon. And
I didn't realize she was such a big a gay icon. Oh, I didn't know that.
We love her so. We just do. I don't even know why. She's just
Not being gay. I'm not aware of all this cool stuff. I want a list. Who's on the favorite list?
Definitely Sandra Bernhardt. I'd have to think. We
could this information might come in handy for my Trivial Pursuit game that will happen.
We'll write that down as yet another show topic. So we've got Oprah's favorite things coming up, and then we've got the top gay icons of today. Or at least the artist D's top gay icons, which probably has nothing
list
to
is
do.
Very different from
exactly.
other people's.
It has nothing to do with anybody else's. and then the Satanic Temple sued the Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the new Sabrina the Teenage Witch Netflix show.
I didn't know that was revised, like revitalized. Like what? It's why? Who wants that?
I don't know who wants it for sure, but it's the spooky or the strange adventures or something of Sabrina. I don't know. It's the remake, but it's all dark and she gets involved with Satan and she has to like sell her soul or something.
That's fantastic.
And they use
the talking cat and stuff, you know. And
I know. Yeah, where's the cat? All right. Where's the flippin' cat?
This was a happy Nickelodeon show, right? I'm interested now. I think that someone could do that to this show.
It's on Netflix. It's apparently the, I'll look it up right now.
Netflix is the home for shows that nobody wants. And they do well there.
Exactly. And they do very well. The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina is what it's called.
Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
It's an adaptation of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
She's a young blonde.
She is a young blonde, I'm sure. And it's a tale of a dark coming-of-age story that traffics in horror and the occult.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
So I've not seen any cats. I've not seen Sam, her boyfriend, climbing through the window. I don't see any of that happening.
Because he doesn't want to have anything to do with that crap.
No.
He's done.
He's like, whoa, I had no idea what I was getting into.
This ain't happy Nickelodeon.
Crawling through your window. Never mind. but they use the Baphomet statue that the Church of Satan designed. And the Church of Satan is... Or I'm sorry. I just did it. I just did what they're against. I mislabeled them. The Satanic Temple.
Now we're going to get hate mail.
I know.
Thanks a lot.
But I'm correcting it, so they should love me. The Satanic Temple is not the Church of Satan. They're two different entities. The Satanic Temple is just a bunch of hippies.
This is complicated.
I know. They're Satanists, but they're more like they're the ones that go out and protest.
They eat a lot of granola.
They eat a lot of granola. They protest the Ten Commandments being posted on government property and stuff like that.
Yes.
They're those guys. And they have the Baphomet statue or their own version of it. And Sabrina stole it. And they just settled a several million dollar lawsuit over it. And of course, they won't say how much they settled for, but I bet that was enough to keep them.
What did she want to do with it?
Well, it's in their story, the story of Sabrina.
Don't make me tune in. I got to get addicted to another show. I had to sit there for 10 episodes of American Horror Story. It's a big investment, you know?
It is. Although I wanted more of American Horror Story. I don't think they covered enough this season.
It should have been longer. It was a lot of twists and turns that needed to be explored more.
I'm glad you agree. No one else agreed with me. Thank you for agreeing with me.
It should have been longer.
Well, it was all flashback. I wanted more present day. It was all flashback.
Yeah, I had to keep reminding myself that this happened already.
Right. And then when
you skipped an episode, it's over.
Yeah, and then you get to the end, and that little piece of like what all happened in that present moment, that was what I was waiting for like the entire time. I saw it coming. And then... But then I wanted more. I wanted more of that. I wanted more of long-haired Cody Fern.
Well, he was so angelic-looking. That's what was the big conflict.
Yes. The scene between him and the blonde hairdresser.
Yes.
Where he's interviewing him though, and he's like, "Am I getting a gay vibe? You want to do me?" I'm like, "Oh yes, that's exactly where I was headed with that."
Your gaydar's on par.
Sometimes, at least in Hollywood and cinema, my gaydar.
Have you ever been wrong?
In real life, I am always wrong. Because in real life, I think everyone is gay and everyone loves me.
Well, everyone loves you.
And sometimes I'm wrong. Not everyone loves me. And rarely is anyone gay.
They're not worthy. I'm at the point, I don't care who likes me. Get lost. I'm fabulous, regardless of what you think.
You're fabulous. I pictured that llama gif meme where it throws its head back.
I love llamas.
And it's like, I'm fabulous.
That's me.
That is you.
A spitting beast.
The spitting beast of fabulosity. Right here.
See?
On 4Culture Radio.
You just created the next, big ass meme that's going to take over the world.
Of course. Because that's all that's left in this world is creating memes.
Yeah. If you ever observe political battles, they fight it with memes. It's ridiculous.
It's true.
I'll show you.
The increase of memeage.
Memeage, yeah.
We've missed a lot of news in the world since we've been gone.
I think that's okay.
That is okay. So many things have happened. We kind of slept through a very serious, sad period. And then
it depends who you talk to.
Well, yeah.
The sane ones, yes, of course.
Of course.
It was a terrible time.
Yes. And now we've resurrected right after this slightly good election, depending on who you talk to.
I like to shake things up a bit.
Don't we all?
That's exactly what's happening.
We do here on the show.
Another reason why Audible's going to jump all over us and be like, yes.
Absolutely. Once they start hearing full shows, downloadable on juicedtalk.com.
Whoop. Downloadable. With hardcore.
Downloadable. iPodable, if anybody has an iPod.
Oh, we're doing Apple, the iTunes thing?
We're going to try.
No? Yeah!
We're going to try. That way we
look
can...
Look at that!
We can have commercials that say, and don't forget to subscribe on iTunes.
I want to do a commercial. That would be really nice.
We will. One day we'll have commercials. We'll have.
It's going to be like just a shortened version of all this. It's not going to make any sense.
We'll have an intro. We'll have an outro. We need new outros. We need to contact Adam from Photostat Machine.
Okay.
And he needs to make us a whole onslaught of new intros.
He's got nothing else to do.
Because I played the shit out of that whizzed off your tits one for the last 2 years. I really took
and
that
the cock
to the,
rabbit.
Yeah, took that to the bank. I think we need some new ones.
We'll get new ones. Yeah. Contact your favorite people.
Exactly. After all of that forethought business. Mm.
I'll light a candle.
What a great time. Rest in peace, forethought.
Oh, it's so sad.
Well, you don't think you can do things, and then you do them for a year. A year.
That's because you tried to tackle like real issues and make sense.
We did. We really tried.
That's the whole problem right there. You tried to be relevant and like, be justified and all this shit. You made a mistake. And it's got to be a show like this that you just talk about nothing.
Nobody cares
about. Like Seinfeld.
The internet highway is clogged. It is exhausted. It is noisy.
We like coffee.
We like coffee. And
pretty
here.
Boys on Instagram.
Very, yes. Pretty satanic boys on Instagram.
I wonder what his next role will be.
Yes. And you've got to track down and find his boyfriend, Eric. He's like...
He's That's like, creepy.
Yeah, right. And when I did that, I was looking through Twitter, and there's so many Twitter fangirls out there who are like, oh my God, leave Cody and Eric alone on this Thanksgiving.
Oh, shut your face.
Oh my God.
It's Thanksgiving. I guess that's a good thing, right? I mean, there's people out there who care.
Yes,
a little bit.
I know. And then all the anti-sexual people, and they're like, oh, these people want to fuck Cody Fern, and that's disgusting. I mean, oh my God, he's wonderful. Like, come on. Grow up.
Yeah, but you know what? If you look at the Instagram comments, these are adults probably.
Probably.
And this is pretty great stuff. It's like, wow.
But he's basically dating like a Ken doll. The guy is Australian perfection.
Australian.
Well, see? Cody is also Australian, I believe. So that's why part of this perfection.
I approve.
I also approve. So anything else going on in the world that you need
to address? The door was slammed.
The door was slammed. It's poetry, folks. The door was slammed. The cat,
I can't anymore.
The cat meowed. The fork was dropped. and the husbands complained. Yes.
Mine's out flying his drone.
Loved his Instagram Snapchats. With you, of course.
My fave filter.
I need to disclaim. The ones with you, I don't, you know, it's like I'm subscribing to his personal channel. And I'm sure he's snapping left and right. Stuff.
Yeah. He has no idea how to do any of that crap.
Well, it's such.
I don't really either. I just know how to do the faces and I move on.
Well, it's so great because you're all like, you know, cheese and he's.
He's all like, oh, yes, like, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Get the hell out of here.
With his big lips, like, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And then you and your mother with the turkeys on your head from Snapchat.
My mother and I are the same person.
I don't understand.
She's a bit warped. I came from somewhere, right?
This is true. I love those. So you can all follow Anne Marie. Just go look around the internet.
Yeah, I'm there.
She's on Twitter, and then you can go from there.
High quality stuff.
Yeah. Just pretend you're tracking Cody Fearn, and you can find the same rabbit hole of things.
Yeah, I'm right next to Cody Fearn.
Go find her on Twitter, and you can find her on my Twitter, and then you go to her Instagram, and from there you can see turkey heads. Life consumer. But there's underscores and.
Yeah, life underscore consumer underscore. A violent femme named me, so I can't ever get rid of this name.
I guess that makes it okay.
Okay.
Because
Victor DiLorenzo was a founding member of the Violent Femmes, and when I was changing my name, like, I need a new name. He came up with life consumer. So I said, okay, that's it.
Well, I guess if Victor said so, because we love him. He's okay. He's great. He's good.
He's okay.
Good people.
He's okay.
He's good people.
He tweets about coffee a lot.
He does. And we are at the coffee house.
Yeah, they didn't serve us dessert here and nothing. We got nothing like that here.
Just flipping coffee. That's all they gave us.
It's just cold and, you know.
It's just now cold. It is actually now cold. But, you know, we started the episode with a cup. We finish it with a cold cup.
Yeah.
With many things under our belts. We can't. We're done.
Hey, how's your weather, Dee? We didn't talk about your weather. In the desert.
We can wrap this up with the weather. Because this is your morning show, your morning drive. Soon we'll be talking
about
that.
That's your traffic.
We'll be talking about that. The weather, it's gotten actually rather cold here in the desert.
Yeah, I had bone-chilling... Wrap although, for the past day
oh, that's
half.
Right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't complain because I've heard it's like 20.
So what was it, 70 degrees for
yeah,
you?
Come yeah, on. it was 65 and we're freezing.
Your nipples could cut glass.
Yes, 60 degrees.
Poor baby.
I'm in my winter jacket and we're saying, oh, this is crazy. Meanwhile, you're posting pictures with like frost on your nose and stuff. Brett Gleason is like covered with snow.
Poor Brett. And he goes out and does his thing.
He does. And then he posts his pictures covered in snow. I think I just saw the live, one of his live or his whatever that is.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of lives with his new music in the works. Yes.
Well, I'm on his Patreon, you know.
I am not. I said, I'm broke, Brett. I can't do it, but I still love you very much.
God. Well, it took me a long time, but he kept at me like a true artist and a social media entrepreneur. He kept emailing me.
You know, another one of my claim to fame is that I hugged Brett Gleason.
It's true.
So
And I didn't. It is true. So that's why I have to pay him through Patreon.
That's why you have to pay up, see, because
I didn't get the in-person contact and love that you did. Our artistic director.
Oh, we need lives. We really do. But whatever.
We do have lives because we can fill an entire hour every week on this show.
Amazing how that happens.
Amazing. So we probably won't be here next weekend because I've got things.
Yeah. I have an event I have to attend. You have an event. All that crap.
But maybe the next, maybe once we roll thoroughly into December, we will be back and we can talk about Christmas.
Christmas time.
Which is, if you were listening at the top of the hour, Anne Marie's favorite holiday.
It is. We have a really good playlist, and I put up my tree to that playlist, and it was pretty exciting. It's a bit improper for the children, but it's still good.
Go to Spotify and find the Four Culture, or just go to fourculture.com, right?
It's all over our social media, and if you do Four Culture Magazine on Spotify, you will find it.
Fabulous. It's our holiday playlist.
And we're updating it all the time. So there.
All the time. Did we get King Diamond on there for Mac?
I don't know.
Because I know he wanted that.
I have to look.
You should check that out.
If it's not there, we'll have to edit it.
Perhaps I need to. I need to subscribe to the playlist as well.
Do it. Do it. It's going to change.
Because it's now time. And you can listen to it anywhere because it's on, well, that's on Spotify. So you can watch that anywhere. Listen to that anywhere. But you can listen to us anywhere too because we're on TuneIn.
Whoop, whoop.
And you just download the TuneIn app.
I like the TuneIn app.
It's a great app. And you don't.
They should sponsor us too.
They should just sponsor saying. Us. Them and Spotify and Audible. Although there might be some conflicts there. Somebody
that's
does
for
not,
them to figure
somebody
out.
Doesn't own somebody, and that's problematic.
Whatever.
But get we'll the TuneIn app on your phone, and then you can listen. You listen on your phone and in your home and in your vehicle.
Vehicle.
Which is the new age. We can now listen to the artist Dee and Anne Marie in your vehicle.
Do you say Cool Whip as well?
I do. I do. In fact, I had some Cool Whip on my pumpkin pie.
Oh my gosh.
This weekend. I love it.
This is fantastic.
Yes. On that wonderful note, go to fourculture.com for all of this and more. In the future, we'll do full hour shows. This one was a recorded 45-minute because, you know, there was a little faux
pas. Good enough.
Good enough. And juicedtalk.com, where you can find all too cool for school podcasters like ourselves and Frank Cotola.
Yeah, we're still up there.
We're still there. We're there up all night. And if you want to see the forethought, you know, dig into serious things, you can always go to YouTube for that.
Yeah, it's like serious hardcore stuff.
Serious hardcore, yes. And there's all this beeping in this diner music. I don't know what the beeping is. Must be like
cell phones.
It's a new age diner.
The cell phones and the you know, people just the computers and the fighting for the charging spaces and whatnot at like your whatever. My brain hurts.
Next time I'm going to have to find a 1960s diner track instead of a 2018 diner track.
It's all going to be spoons clang-clanging and things.
And Mel yelling in the background.
No, I think we're going to do some sound bites of you and I sipping aggressively.
Oh, yes. Oh, I like it. We could just do that for 5 minutes.
Okay, it's easy.
So until next time, Anne Marie.
Yes, Dee.
Thank you.
I'll be waiting.
I'll be waiting. And I'll be here.
I'll be waiting. Matthew Sweet.
Singing us out as always. Thank you. Thank you all. Until next time, we'll be back. This is Coffee House on Four Culture Radio. I guess we can't say goodnight. We have to say good morning.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Whoop, whoop.
You're listening to the artist Dee and Anne Marie on Four Culture Radio, and that makes you fabulous, darling.